morning, everyone. How are you doing? This is Little Noid.
All right, good morning. How are you, everybody? What's going on? Not like Little Noid to start the show, right? I think that sounds good. How are you, people? Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, blah, 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 blah. It is the morning disaster. My name is Ray Lytle. It's wonderful to be here on this, Thursday. Oh, my God, we're wrapping up week one. Thank God. I mean, oh, what a shame. We're wrapping up week one. What a shame. I'm already saddened. I'm saddened by this turn of events. Hello, so how are you? Are we good? Everybody in a good mood? I hope so. It is December 8th. Oh, my goodness. The time is flying by. December 8th. Can you believe it? Oh, my goodness. It seems like we were just getting started. Now it's already the 8th, and we're ending week one strong. Hey, Nikki. How you doing, hon?
Hi.
How are you? How are you?
Trying not to cough.
You still got the bronchitis.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. I'm sorry that you, that you have that. Oh, heavens. I think the rest of the show, I'm just going to sit here and, listen to different coughs. Yeah, let's listen to different coughs that you make. Because I enjoy it so much.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. So we are here. We're here. We're here. We're queer. Get over it. I am awake. Thank God.
I'm awake half an hour, actually.
You've been awake a half an hour? Well, look at you. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at you. My, my, my.
That's a big deal for me.
You what?
That's a big deal for me.
I'm very proud of you, actually. No, I'm very proud. You were probably awake before I was.
Because there's a whiny, barky dog in that door that's been at it for 15 hours.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful. So you got a neighbor with a dog.
Yeah.
That just
a little dog.
That just keeps coughing. Oh, a little dog.
A little dog.
There's nothing worse than loud little dogs.
And the whiny.
Yeah, trust me. There's there's nothing worse than the little loud dogs.
I think it's like Art Chihuahua or something.
And I say this as I own pugs, or I own a pug now. I only got one left, but I own.
But not all little dogs do it.
Yeah, I've owned pugs, but
certain ones do.
They've never been loud, you know.
Right.
At least not intentionally loud. I mean,
yeah.
They fart and they
drool.
Yeah, and they moan and but
they
don't do anything. Intentionally.
This is like little howl.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't do anything like intentionally bad.
Right.
These pugs. But yeah, the dogs that are just loud and yappy and.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Ugh.
15 hours straight.
Oh, I just hate those dogs. So it is, man, it's cold.
It's snowing.
Is it snowing right now? Let me see. Hold on. Look at.
There's like little flakes outside the window.
Yeah, I can't tell if it's coming down, but it is cold. I'll tell you that. I can definitely feel. I can feel the cold coming through something.
I just turned on the heater.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to turn on the heater yet.
It's a little cold in here.
Yeah, I'm not one to turn on the heater. So.
But I also have a 16-foot. Glass window, so.
Really got a big picture window, huh?
Yeah, it goes from wall to wall.
Oh my, well, aren't you something?
Mm-hmm. It lets in a lot of cold.
Good Lord. I want to start the Facebook Live broadcast, so let me get it going. Let's see. Put the date on. Morning Disaster. What's the date? The 8th today. 12-8. Oh, we'll click live. And then here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on Facebook Live. It is the Morning Disaster. Bum, 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 bum. I'm Ray Lytle along with the lovely Nikki. Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
All right, what are we going to start today? We're going to start today with... I'm going to start today with a woman catching her roommate, all right, in what is to me possibly the worst scenario that could ever happen.
His towel drop.
This is, I'm serious, this is like the worst thing that I could.
He saw the jump.
A woman suspected her roommates were going through her stuff, all right? So she set up
Wait, are they female roommates or male roommates?
Female.
Okay.
But it's also a male. All
right.
Well, I'll explain. This woman had a feeling that her roommates were going through her stuff, right?
Right.
So she set up a hidden camera. And she saw one of the roommates taking her toothbrush and rubbing it on his junk.
His junk?
Well, yeah, because this is the male roommate.
Oh.
He grabbed her toothbrush.
Sweaty ball.
And then rubbed it on his... yeah, rubbed it on the sweaty bees.
Fromunga.
Yeah.
Or munga, whatever it is.
Got some fromunda.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a little fromunda. Come on.
For her cheesy smile.
Yeah. So he rubbed it on his stuff.
His junk.
And, she told him... Or he said, he goes, I am sorry, I have a toothbrush. Excuse me. I'm sorry, I have a toothbrush obsession.
Oh, my God. I have never heard of that.
Yeah. I have a toothbrush obsession, which, of course, could you imagine where he's rubbed that toothbrush? Oh, my God.
Between here and there.
Oh, my God.
And everywhere.
So this woman had two roommates. The female roommate was all right. The male roommate was rubbing the toothbrush on his junk. So what happened was this woman, it's a 28-year-old woman, had a couple move into her place earlier this year. All right. Now, the girl's boyfriend also lives there. But the girl got suspicious that her roommates were messing with her stuff when she wasn't there.
Yeah.
She said, when you find your roommate's blonde hair in your underwear drawer, you've got to ask yourself, what's going on, is what she says.
Why is your toothbrush in the underwear drawer?
It took that long? She says, when you find your roommate's blonde hair in your underwear drawer, you've got to ask yourself questions. So that's when she set up the hidden question, or the hidden camera, all right?
Yeah.
And then she found out her roommates were going into her room, but what they were doing was way worse than just going through her underwear drawer. Because when she watched the video, she saw that the guy took her toothbrush and rubbed it all over his junk. This is all on the camera that she had. And then took her boyfriend's toothbrush.
Oh, no.
And rubbed it on his anus. Oh my God. And he said he had a toothbrush obsession. Oh, my God. I can't think of anything worse. Oh.
Hopefully, they don't have roommates anymore.
I swear to God, I'm going to throw up. That is disgusting. Oh, my God. Anyway, so that's how we start the show today. The roommates that were rubbing the toothbrush on their junk. Yay! That starts the show. Of course, it is the Morning Disaster Show. It's brought to you by Twisted Deli on South Grand. We are so good. Aren't you guys, Twisted Deli, aren't you glad that you're sponsoring some dirty toothbrush rubbing? Aren't you happy? Oh, my God.
This is one of those cinnamon rolls about right now.
Yeah. I mean, that is thoroughly disgusting.
Yes, it is. Thank you for starting my morning.
Yeah. Glenn. Not like you wake up, you find you turn on the camera and actually,
like,
I guess
don't it's, you smell funny?
I guess it's come home from work or whatever, right?
Smell funny.
Watch the camera. Say, oh, I think
fresh.
Oh, I'll just watch this stupid video I made. Then you find your roommate rubbing your toothbrush all over their junk. Nothing like some good for money.
Which is worse? All over the junk and butt, or being dipped into the toilet bowl?
I have a butt. Oh, yeah. The toilet bowl is, you know, yeah. Right? Wouldn't you say?
I don't know.
I think someone rubbing their junk or someone putting like the Fermunda cheese on a toothbrush, that's the worst. You know what I mean?
I don't think there's a lesser of two evils there.
Oh, that's just horrible. I can't imagine who the hell would rub a toothbrush, you know.
It is. Oh. Fresh.
Good Lord. Down in the Fermunda cheese and the... Ugh.
Yeah.
Of course, I've had nut itches, you know?
No.
I've had itchy nuts sometimes, where I'll tell you, now that I think about it, a toothbrush would have been just right. Get in there and just... Yeah. Just, just get in there and rub that.
Gross.
Rub that toothbrush on my nuts. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but a toothbrush feels just right. Yeah. Get in there and, I love that we have the camera now, so I can impersonate nut rubbing. Oh my God. That's fantastic. Yeah.
I'm going to switch to a water pick.
Get that old toothbrush. Well, I mean, I've got, when I take a shower, I've got a scrub brush.
Yes, we know.
That's just for my ass. Yeah.
Oh.
I've got an ass brush. I only use it to wash my ass.
Right.
I don't wash anything else with it. You know, I get in there and, you know. I mean, I get in there.
Well, sir, I find it disgusting that you are washing yourself. Just getting on in there with that chicken. Oh, yeah. I find that disgusting, sirs.
Well, thank you, little Noid. Yeah, I'd get in there and scrub it out. I want to take calls, but I know it's hard for people to be watching on the phone, listening on the phone, and calling in. But I would love to ask if anybody has a bath products, you know, a bath product or anything else that is just specifically for a certain thing. You know, I'm going to save this. I think I'm going to ask this question. I'm going to ask this question next week on WMAY because I'm filling in on WMAY next week. So I'm going to save this question. I will save this. You know. Oh, by the way, now I'm reading. I'm taking off my glasses so I can actually read some of the comment. And I see Howard says a hairbrush works better than the toothbrush.
No,
I guess
no.
I guess it covers more ground, right? Right?
Gross.
I mean, a hairbrush would be, you know, get in there. Mm. Yeah.
It'd be like microdermabrasion on your nuts.
Oh, yeah, just, ooh, yeah. Get down there, scratch that itch. Oh. Trying to find the best product to scratch it with. Mm.
You're a special kind of vulgar this morning.
I'm in a mood.
I can tell.
I really am in a mood today. I'll tell you what. Sean says, would like a bidet. Oh, like to use
the bidet to wash your butt.
Yeah. I've never used a bidet.
I haven't either.
I wonder why. I've been in hotels that have them, and I just don't remember using it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I take. Well, I used it
in a hotel anyway.
You know what? I did use it. I used a bidet, and I felt like I had to wipe. I felt like I had to wipe myself.
Yeah.
After, you know what I mean? Because the bidet, I stayed at I stayed at a hotel. Yeah. The bidets, it's, you get water on your backside.
I don't
know
what a bidet is.
Well, you don't know what a bidet is?
I said we do.
Oh, I'm glad you asked because it's when you, after you go poo, you then, you hit this button and it shoots a water. I mean, the words, it's not too hard, but it shoots water up your rectum or up near Uranus.
Yeah.
And, you know, that sort of, you know, cleans it off.
Yeah.
So you sort of, you know.
Sweet.
Yeah, you shoot the water up there, sort of shake it off, shake it off. And then you go about your way. But the thing is, like I wiped first. Then I used the bidet.
So you smeared it everywhere.
No. Because I felt wet, you know. I had a wet rear end.
Uh-huh.
So it felt like I had to wipe again, you know.
Right.
It was causing over-wiping.
Oh,
like I said, I've only used it once. In fact, I barely used it, but I was unclear on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know what? I just decided then to stop using a bidet. Like I wouldn't use it again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm big enough to admit that I didn't quite understand the bidet process. You know, I didn't quite understand it. So that's where the bidet was left. Unused.
Yeah.
I mean, at least in that visit, because I'm sure a lot of the people who knew, I'm sure the people who knew how to use a bidet, they used it quite often, but I just didn't, you know.
Right.
I mean, you know, I couldn't. It just wasn't for me. No bidet for Ray. All right? That's what we learned. No bidet for Ray on this particular case. Let's see. What else? I have a lot of things to get to today. My God. A burping. A burping topless woman. A burping, stay with me. A drunk, burping, topless woman crashed her car in Florida a few weeks ago. And when a cop took her to the hospital, she told him she was, quote, excuse me, that he was, quote, the sexiest thing she'd ever seen. She told the police officer, he's the sexiest damn thing she'd ever seen.
Nice.
Which made the police officer give her a test and prove that she was
a DUI.
Yes. 30-year-old woman named Jamie Schmood. Her name was Schmood. From Stuart, Florida, she crashed her car a few weeks ago. And when a cop got there, she was topless. Her jeans were unbuttoned and around her thighs. So they took her to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And yeah.
Police officers, you know, well, they put her in the ambulance. The police officer then followed her to the hospital. Well, she woke up at the hospital, burped loudly, and told the cop, "You're the sexiest thing I've ever seen."
You're finer than a new Cessna tires, baby.
Then she started biting her lip, moaning, making sexual hand gestures. Now, this, of course, let the police officer get a whiff.
Of the alcohol,
absolutely. And then they gave her a DUI test, and she failed miserably.
I'm sure she did.
So she was charged with a DUI.
Bracco.
You're the sexiest thing I've ever seen. I'm going to get some of that. I'm going to give me some of that. I said, gonna give me some of that.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And this is interesting. This will be the last thing I do on Facebook Live, but we'll do the rest on the morningdisaster.net page. But you're more likely to get dumped on what day of the week? This is according to Facebook, by the way. They took Facebook dating. No, it's not Thursday.
Wednesday?
What day? No, it's not Wednesday. What day of the week are you more likely to get dumped? According to Facebook. According to statistics of Facebook. Oh, so now you're thinking it's the weekend.
I said before the weekend.
Oh, before the weekend.
So they don't have to take it out.
Yeah. Any idea what it is? Anybody?
Nope.
Forgive me, I'm sneezing.
Holy
crap. I'm sneezing. Any idea? All right. The day you're most likely to get dumped is Sunday.
No, so that God cares, and now they're done.
Sunday is the day you're most likely to get, broken up with.
Mm-hmm.
And you might want to hold off if you're gonna, like, for example. I don't know what day Christmas is on. I don't know this year. Yeah. But you might want to, hold off on giving a gift. Might be able to return.
I know I can get dumped right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Their birthday's Valentine's Day.
The biggest dump day is Sunday. Well, it makes sense to me. It makes sense to me. You're going to break
up. And then to move it on.
You're going to break up with someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you at least wait till the end of the weekend?
I don't know.
I mean, I go back.
It just depends on my temper at the time.
Mm. I do feel bad about this, but I broke up with someone after, you know, after
I. Yeah, that's probably me.
I broke up with someone after I.
Yeah.
Hooked up.
That happened to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You had someone. Let me ask them this perspective, because I only did the breaking up. I didn't. I went out with someone, and I was gonna, and I started. Well, I started seeing someone else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to break up with my girlfriend, and I don't remember at the time. I don't remember at the time if I was going to do it, and I just don't remember. It was so long ago. It was a long time ago.
I remember mine like it was yesterday.
Well, I'm trying to remember how I went out with this girl and everything was going good. And then we had sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then I figured out, well, I might want to break it off now in order to make it quick and painless.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned that we were breaking up after the sex.
Yeah, God.
But we definitely had the sex first. And then I remember she definitely was not happy about the breakup.
Yeah.
So I know that upset her a lot. This is 27, 28. No, this is more than that. This is 20.
Mine was 25 years ago.
Yeah, mine's 20. I want to say 29.
Yeah.
God, I'm so old. I'm so freaking old. Mine's, no, 19, no, at the 30. Good Lord. What? No, is it 30? Oh, my God, I'm so freaking old. Yeah, so that was not smart. Anyway, if you have the weekend coming up, I think that's what it is. I think they want to go out one last time to see if it's okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you break it up, you know? Hey, the bottom line was maybe she should have been better at the sex for me. I gave her one last chance.
Great.
I gave her one last chance to do something freaky, you know?
Yeah.
I gave her one last chance. She couldn't pull it off. So I had to break up with her. What could I say?
Mine was, he literally rolled over and said, did you like that? And I said, of course, baby. And he's like, good, because that was the last time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
And get dressed and leave, please.
Oh, my God, that's brutal.
Yeah.
He's
gone out for like 8 months.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
No, my breakup was more like, it was more it was a going back to, we were going to school and, So I wanted to do it before we went back to school. That's all it was. And my timing was bad. I should have done it the next day, but I didn't want to make a phone call. It was back when phone calls were more,
more
of a bigger deal than they are today.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just picking up the cell phone and calling it, you know, the whole process.
Right.
So, yeah, I feel bad about it. I still feel bad. 30 years later, good Lord.
Oh,
I'm
sure
so
mine
old.
Doesn't.
Yeah. It might have been 31 years now that I think about it. Good Lord. God, I'm so old. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that you got, that's a horrible story from your
mm-hmm.
perspective. I mean, good Lord. Yeah. So Facebook, according to Facebook, Sunday is the day that you get broke up on more than any other day. And the second, is this huge? Is this true? Wow. The December, the second week of December.
Uh-oh.
Is the busiest time of year for breakups.
Right before Christmas.
Yeah, and it says the holidays are definitely the reason behind it because you've decided you don't want your boyfriend or girlfriend to meet your family.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get them a present. I'm guilty of that. Or you just can't fathom going to a bunch of parties with them.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, the date, by the way, is December 11th.
just a few days away.
Whatever it is, December 11th is exactly 2 weeks before Christmas. That's the last possible moment to pull the ripcord on a relationship without looking like a bad person for dumping them too close to the holidays.
It's like having a deadline to get your Christmas cards out.
Wow, could you imagine that? And, by the way, it does say here that most people, or at least the one who's breaking up, you know, most people do know they're going to break up weeks before they do it.
Yeah.
Weeks.
So you try and hang in there.
Well,
thing's going to go away.
I just want someone to do it, you know. Don't drag me along. Right? I don't want to be drug along.
I mean, plenty of times I've been in relationships where I've had that feeling and then it goes away.
I mean, if we're still having sex, I mean, drag me along, I guess. But good Lord. That's horrible. So there you go, people. Sunday is the busiest day for breakups, and this is the biggest month for breakups right now. So congratulations.
I'm having a December birthday.
Congratulations out there, everybody. Yay. It's a good time to break up.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That is how you get broken up with. On December, on a Sunday. Oh, the Sunday before Christmas is when we're going to break up. Yep.
When does the 12 days of Christmas start?
Who knows?
I'll say maybe on the first day of Christmas, true love broke up with me.
Yeah. On the first day of Christmas. Yeah, it could be a wonderful a Christmas carol.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, there you go. So there's some statistic you didn't know before coming to today's show, everybody. I'm going to end the Facebook Live broadcast, and we're going to go over to morningdisaster.net and finish up the show. Or if you are watching this broadcast later on during the day, you can go to morningdisaster.net and download the podcast. And listen to it.
Good.
Yeah, just download the podcast. Listen to the rest of the show. All right? Because we still got like another half hour of show to do.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and download the podcast. Tell your friends about it. Tell your friends you listen to The Morning Disaster and you love it. Just lie. And that they should come listen to it as well. It's very simple. All right? MorningDisaster.net. Or just if you're listen to the TuneIn Radio app. If you have the TuneIn Radio app, just switch it over to there and then click on Morning Disaster and boom, you're ready to listen. Anyway, thank you for listening. Facebook, we're going to continue broadcasting on the audio portion of the show right now. It's Morning Disaster brought to you by Twisted Deli. See you on Monday. All right, there we go. I'm ending the live feed now.
Good.
I left them with the taste
Vermunda cheese in their mouth.
Vermunda cheese from dirty toothbrushes. And the taste of being broken up with. See? God, I'm a good broadcaster. Oh, Nikki, I've been wanting to blow my nose so bad. Oh, my God.
I have to keep putting you on mute so that I can cough along up.
Oh,
come on now.
Oh, my God. That's how full my nose was.
Good grief.
During that whole broadcast, I had stuff in my nose. Oh.
You're catching my disease.
Oh, I feel so much better now. Let me tell you. Oh, my God. Oh. I feel so blind. I feel so blind on Facebook when I got that live app, you know?
Yeah.
I do it better with my glasses off because then the phone's close enough. I can read everything. But, of course, I keep my glasses on when I'm doing it. It's a big mess. All right, let me start with these stories. I got so many things to get to today. Just random stuff. Really is random things, all right? Let's see. I'm doing the skip. I'm going through my mind and doing the skip. All right. Proof that we live in an overly whiny society, I guess. Children today are larger than children used to be. All right?
Yeah.
Food's good. You know, it's acceptable to be.
It's, hormones in it.
It's acceptable to be fatter, and they're making food differently. But you have to imagine it wreaks havoc on Santa's lap this time of year.
Oh, good Lord. Didn't think of that.
A nine-year-old kid named Anthony Mays.
Aww.
Went to sit on Santa's lap in Forest City, North Carolina last week. And asked him for an iPod Touch.
Uh-huh.
And a drone. And then he was droning on and on and on with what he wanted.
Right. Get off my lap, kid.
And Santa. Santa finally said to stop and say, listen, kid, you got to lay off the hamburgers and french fries for a while.
Oh, no. Poor little kid.
Well, Anthony was very upset. He started crying.
Yeah.
And now his mom.
Gonna sue.
Is not, his mom is, of course, yeah. His mom is threatening to sue, and she wants the city to fire Santa.
Well, the cat's out of the bag on that one.
And the town manager says Santa has apologized.
My mom is going to sue Santa.
But for now, he's keeping his job, is what they're saying.
Aww.
They're saying Santa can't be telling children to lay off hamburgers and french fries. Tell the kids are too fat.
Parents need to quit giving their kids hamburgers and french fries.
Listen, kid. Santa's not going to catch you shit. You are too fat.
The parent's fault.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Bad Santa.
Oh, terrible. Let's see. This seems topical, especially considering I'm wheezing and coughing and ugh. This is National Influenza Vaccination Week.
Yeah, I should probably go get mine.
And
this is the latest of the year I've not done it.
These are the top reasons you're not getting a flu shot.
Because you're lazy. That's my reason.
It says you enjoy.
I have to guess these.
Because you enjoy the flu, and you like the fact that everyone's avoiding you at work. Oh my god!
Time to take a sick day.
Yeah.
Which I have not done all week.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you, by the way. I am very proud of you. You know?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you actually came. You all 4 days, you were on the phone. Man, I'm very proud of you. Yeah, so I do. I'm not even going to do this. This list is too long. But yeah, do ask yourself, why are
you're afraid you're going to get the flu.
Well, I'll tell you.
Because you're lazy.
Yeah, those are what the answers are. But
can't afford it.
I'll tell you something. A lot of people, it's because of the weather.
Really?
Yeah.
They can start getting it when it's warm out.
Yeah, but no, a lot of people wait till it's just getting cold, so and it's the fall.
No.
But it hasn't been cold this year, so they're waiting.
Oh.
Climate change is the main reason for not getting the flu shot.
Because they don't think they need it yet.
And all of a sudden, now it's Christmas. They're going, oh, crap, I haven't gotten my flu shot. I'm telling you.
Right.
Ryan Reynolds was named Entertainer of the Year.
By who?
By Entertainment Weekly. What the hell did he do? What was he
even in? Deadpool.
He was what?
Isn't he Deadpool?
Oh, yeah. That was like in January. No, when was that? February? And by the way,
it guy.
And by the way, Deadpool, the most overrated piece of shit movie.
I can't imagine you saying that.
I know. That was released in 2016. I know. But I'm telling you, Deadpool was the most overrated piece of shit movie of 2016. Mark my words. And that's a comic book movie. You know I love comic book movies. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you,
Scarlett Johansson in it.
That movie was a piece of shit. I don't get the love for it.
Was Scarlett Johansson in it?
No. No, she wouldn't do that.
Oh.
No, huh.
She's an X-Men, isn't she?
No, she's in the Avengers.
Oh, okay.
By the way, they used to be married. She's not going to be in that movie.
I don't know.
Yeah, remember Ryan Reynolds was married to Scarlett Johansson.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Hot.
Yeah. I don't know how bad bad that marriage was, but it didn't last long.
Mm.
Yeah, so Deadpool, I guess, is that all he did? I mean, how do you, there's a lot of people that are more deserving.
Look at the IMDb.
A lot more people are deserving than Ryan Reynolds for that. Johnny Depp, according to Forbes, is the most overpaid actor of 2016.
What did he do, Jer?
For every dollar he's paid, his movies gross just $2.80.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The only thing I know that he did this year was the Alice in Wonderland one.
Well, he was.
Was that this year?
He was also the top of last year's most overpaid list.
Huh.
Yeah.
See, they don't like him now that he got all divorced and all that crazy.
Well, Johnny Depp is cool. All right.
He's good at playing original weird characters.
The only movie, though, this is true. The only movie that makes money, that he does, is the pirate ones.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's the only movie that makes money.
Wow.
Nothing else makes money.
Huh.
Everything else fails.
Yeah.
So, you know, he might want to either take a little lower salary on these other movies.
Right.
Or B, just do the Pirates movies.
Mm-hmm. Which, God, how many are there?
I don't know. I know they made another one, though.
Oh, did they?
They did finish. Yeah, they did make another one. Yeah.
Hmm.
And I think it's coming out in 2017.
Wow.
If I am not mistaken. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. God, I'm trying to cut through to see what I have time for, what I don't have time for here. They ranked the hottest Canadians.
Okay.
All right.
Justin Bieber.
The internet. Now, these are women, of course, you know.
The hottest women.
The internet voted on ranker.com, have spoken, and now we know who the hottest Canadian actresses are.
Oh, no.
Now, this could change, but here's the list so far. off of the hottest Canadians, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Stana Katic. Stana?
Yes.
Who the hell is that?
She was in Chuck. The blonde.
No, she's not. No.
That's not her?
No, it says Stana Katic is from Castle.
Oh, yeah. She's hot, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Now, the girl from Chuck is from Australia.
Oh, she's super hot.
Number nine, she's 10. Number nine is Emmanuel Shirky, who's from Entourage. Oh, she's good looking. Yeah, I know who she is.
What'd she do?
She's good looking, actually. Yeah, she's pretty good looking. Erica Durant is from Smallville. Smallville hasn't, what? Smallville hasn't been on TV for years.
Yeah.
Is it number eight? Catherine Winnick from Vikings.
Yeah.
And Love and Other Drugs is 7. Kristen Kreuk from Smallville. My God, they love Smallville.
Obviously, in Canada.
She's number 6, but you know she is really attractive. Like, she's really attractive. Alicia Cuthbert from 24 and The Girl Next Door is number 5.
Mm-hmm.
She seems kind of old for this list. Trisha Helfer, well, she's another one from Battlestar Galactica, is number 4. Boy, I thought there were better-looking girls from Canada. Number 3 is Colby Smulders from How I Met Your Mother, Jack Reacher, and the Marvel movies. Yeah, she's cool, but...
Yeah.
Is number 3. Number 2 is Rachel McAdams from Mean Girls and The Notebook and, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't she just in, what was she in? Was she in Doctor Strange or was, yeah, I think she was in Doctor Strange, right?
I don't know. I didn't.
Is number 2. And then number 1 is, oh, I don't even know who this person is. Number 1 is Laura Vandervoort from Smallville.
Seriously?
From Smallville and Ted is number 1.
They must not have a lot to choose from.
I don't know. Here's the list.
Are those the only 10 actresses they have?
No, here's the other good-looking Canadians. Evangeline Lilly, Nina Dobrev, Avril Lavigne, Shay Mitchell, Alanis Morris.
Avril Lavigne and Evangeline Lilly are much prettier than the lot that you named.
Not that Laura Vandervoort. I don't know who Laura Vandervoort. Let me Google her. Laura Vandervoort. Oh, yeah, she's good looking. Yeah, she was Supergirl on Smallville. But that was like 10 years ago. That was like 10 years ago, wasn't it?
I don't know. No, they have a new Supergirl.
What?
They have a new...
Oh, yeah, they actually have a new Supergirl. Hey, the new Supergirl's hot, too, but I don't think she's Canadian.
Oh.
I do love the new Supergirl.
Yeah.
But I know they hide the fact that she's married and everything.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want that to get out. Right? They don't want the fact that she's married to get out. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Hey, Time Magazine named Donald Trump.
I saw that.
And by the way, I see a lot of people are bitching about it. Why? I'll be honest. It seems like the perfect choice. Who else could it be but Donald Trump? You know? Like Time Magazine's Person of the Year Award. When I was brought to my attention that they're doing it, I was like, "Oh, it's going to be Donald Trump."
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it that it's going to be that is going to be Donald Trump. Is there anybody else that could even possibly win it? No.
Right.
I mean, come on. So I can't believe people are actually complaining about it.
Ugh.
It seems ridiculous to me to complain because, I mean, it's Trump.
I'm always going to complain about him.
Yeah, but I mean, he was the most interesting person of the last year. He really was.
Not in a good way, though.
But it's not supposed to be. I mean, Hitler was the person of the year. I mean, as was, you know, I mean, I'm just using different
things. Was it Putin?
I believe Putin's been the most, yeah. So whether you love him or hate him shouldn't matter. It's just he was the most interesting person of the year. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
I mean, it just doesn't even seem like a contest to have. Because it so obviously was Trump. Yeah, I just can't believe that people are making a big deal out of it. But this is why, you know, I'm not going to get into it, but I mean, making a big deal of everything. This is why, you know.
Everybody's a bunch of cookies.
This is why it's not going away.
It's not going away as it started.
Well, you look foolish when you look foolish when you complain about this. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I voted. I have the right to.
Well, yeah, I know you have the right to say anything, but I'm telling you, you're wrong with this one.
Ugh.
It's just, like, don't even mention it. It's such a non-story. You know what I mean? Right? It's such a non-story. It's like, who cares?
Right.
Donald Trump's the most interesting man. So what? Big deal. By the way, I'm going back and reading messages and texts, and Brett is saying, if you don't like Deadpool, you are too old. Listen, that's why I delayed saying it, Nikki, right? This is why I delayed saying it. I'm not saying, it was just my taste. It's just my taste.
Right.
You know, I just thought it was the most overrated piece of shit that came out this year. That doesn't mean it's bad. Right? Does that mean it's bad?
To you.
Yeah, so big deal. You're allowed to like it. Big deal.
It should make people want to go out and see it and be like, what the hell is he talking
like,
about?
What is Ray Way? What the hell's wrong with him? I just, for whatever reason, I just didn't like it.
Right.
I thought the movie was stupid, you know, but that doesn't mean it's not good. Hell, there'd be some people out there think it was the greatest movie ever made. It's all right. I'm not going to get offended that you like something I don't. I think when it came to Deadpool, I think I was just expecting something different. And I was excited about it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. So that's just how I came to my preconceived notion. That doesn't mean it's not great. Maybe it is great. It's just I don't see it that way. I think it's just the most overrated piece of shit of the year. That doesn't mean it's bad.
All right.
You know. And yeah, maybe I'm too old. Maybe I am too old. But that's fine. You know. That's fine, too. I can't even think of what the best movie of the year is yet. You know?
I haven't seen any.
And I noticed I'm reading Brent's other text that he sent, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm reading his other text that he has sent me lately.
He's so belligerent.
And this, you know, the text he sends, they seem to have a theme to it. All right?
Yes.
Here's some of this. I'm just going to read some of Brent's comments. All right? Ray, if you don't like Deadpool, you are just too old. Yes, your taste is too old. All right?
Uh-huh.
Here's another one. Anyone that prefers sexting to the real thing is not doing sex properly. I can actually agree. I can actually agree with that one. All right. On this, and here we go. And this one's from, I'm going to go back a little bit. This is from December 30th. From December 30th. Mm-hmm. Here is Brent's, and I don't even know what we were talking about, but here is Brent's text on December 30th. On this morning's morning disaster, old man Ray complains about the changes in his world, his bathroom issues, and he yells at kids to get off his lawn. See, we're getting a theme, right? We're getting a theme.
Mm-hmm. You're old.
On Monday, November 28th, Ray, did your wife put you at the place at the table where you couldn't get out? Then she wouldn't get you, and then she wouldn't get you seconds. Do you see what's going on? Oh, God. On Tuesday, November 15th, he said, this Nikki is very untrusting. Brent, I mean, Nikki's enemy, Brent, offered to take her to a rock concert, and she rudely wanted nothing to do with it. I don't know why she wouldn't want to go to a concert with Nikki's enemy, Brent. Would you please ask TJ if he would fix the knocking valves in my van's engine? Thanks. P.S. I do not want Spanky at my house. Oh, God. Spanky's recovering from his surgery, everybody. You know, he's...
Is he?
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that another time. Poor guy. Yeah. So those are just some of the things that he's been saying. You know.
He's belligerent and he's an instigator.
He's a belligerent instigator.
Yes.
It's listener Brent. Oh, God.
Can't wait to see what the problem on that's going to be.
Yep. Oh, my God. All right. Well, I guess I should, I have a lot. I really have a lot more to get to, but I guess I'll wrap it up today. We're going to be back on Monday. We will be back on Monday with another episode of The Morning Disaster that I'm very excited about. Nikki, we had a great week this week, correct?
Yes, we did.
I thought we had a lot of fun, and I want to thank everybody for joining us. And I want to invite you to listen. If you're listening live, I want to invite you to keep listening live. I'm going to play all of the episodes from this week back to back to back to back to back. And you can always, if you missed a part of the show, you can always go back and download the podcast at morningdisaster.net. Hey, I want to thank our sponsor from this week, Nikki. I want to thank Twisted Deli. If you get a chance, look at those. I mean, they do have, you know, regular food that is wonderful and soups and sandwiches and stuff. But I'll tell you, if you have looked at those cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
Or if you have looked at those cookies or any of those foods that are just bad for you, they're mouth watering. They are mouth watering. You have to check those out on Facebook and then get off your butt and go into Twisted Deli and see these things and get them because they are amazing.
Yeah.
At Twisted Deli on South Grand, who brought you the show this week. We thank them. All right, let's wrap it up. That's it. We'll talk to you guys Monday. So long, everybody.
Goodbye.